News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, many post-primary schools are at risk of not being able to roll out the school book scheme. This is the school book scheme that provides free books to secondary school students in time for its launch in September. That's the warning this morning from the National Association of Principals and Deputies, whose director, Paul Crone, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Paul. Why are we in danger of you not being able to roll this out?
Well, first of all, we want to say that we think it's an excellent initiative, and it brings us in line with many of our European counterparts in providing free education for all parents. Yet there is an expectation that principals can navigate a complex e-tenders process. Because the figures for the school books are over the 50,000 threshold limit, it puts schools into a position that they can no longer get just three quotes for the supply of the books, and they have to enter into the complex European-wide e-tenders, which is a very specialist and complex process, and it takes a significant amount of time, of which I suppose school principals, not being expert in that area, don't have that expertise and struggle with the capacity to learn that in time to roll it out in September.
Okay. We asked the Department of Education, because we knew we were going to be speaking to you, for a statement on the subject, and they said guidance has been developed to assist post-primary schools to implement the scheme in advance of the 2024-2025 school year, so that this September, and that an administration support grant to schools has been offered to assist with the additional work. So they've offered guidance. You have a grant to pay for additional hours. So with respect to you, what's the problem?
I suppose, first of all, I do want to acknowledge the huge effort that the department have gone to. And guidance is one thing, and it is really important, but it's guidance and supports. As you learn the whole e-tenders process, it is very, very complex. There is no margin for error in finance. And as you're learning a process, the time it takes and the possibility that you will make mistakes around that, it's more than guidance. It's specialist on the ground expertise that's needed. And the admin grant is really, and ideally it will be given to, or it would be given to an SNA, would be given to a secretary, would be given to a teacher. And our experience is that it's generally a newly qualified teacher. So to get a 25 or 26-year-old young teacher, an SNA or a secretary, they wouldn't have that specialist expertise to navigate. They're ideal to help with the distribution of the books to the students that are in the class. And that's the level of administrative support that is provided.
Are you being fair there? I would have thought 25-year-olds, 26-year-olds were digital natives in the way the rest of us probably aren't. And they'd probably be ideally. But like I go to my kids when I can't use the remote control or I can't use my phone. Do you know what I mean? And they're younger than that.
The e-tenders process is a lot more complex than just being computer literate. And I would say most principals are very computer literate, but the complexities of navigating contracts for suppliers and relationships with suppliers is much more complex.
Paul, have you any kind of a ballpark figure? You were saying this is going to be complex, so it's going to be time consuming. So is it going to take 3 full days to organise the books for a school? Is it going to take a week? Is it going to take 2 days? Like is it going to take 4 hours? Have you any ballpark for how long this process might take?
It's a much more complex process than that, because it's ongoing. It's not something that you can say, I'm just going to put it into a week. You have to register with the platform. Then you have to design and you have to consult around the development of the tender documents. Then it has to be put up online. You have to deal with queries. You have to deal with anything around the tender. Then you get back in the tenders. So a marking scheme has to be developed. The tender has to be evaluated. You have to have a downtime. You have to negotiate with the preferred tender. Then once you have the contract done, then you can start to place orders, and there's a lead in time. So it just can't be blocked into one little part.
Okay.
But we did put a proposal in just over 2 years ago and the cost of it was less, about approximately a third of what the cost of the school book scheme would be for a school administrative officer. As schools...
So you want a full-time year-round one, even though these books would all be done and dusted and in the kids' bags by September?
The books are one part of it. increasingly as schools are dealt with as public bodies, they have a level of accountability and compliance around health and safety, around procurement, around finance, okay, around plant management, HR,
so
all
you
of
want,
that.
You want something to cover all of that, is it?
We're looking for us. Let's resource the schools adequately
okay.
to do.
Can I just
all
say one last
compliance.
Thing to you? I'm looking at your survey that you know about this and about the difficulty. 36%, over a third of principals have expressed full confidence in their school's ability to deliver the scheme yeah. effectively by the beginning of this new year. How come that's a big chunk? It's a big minority. A third of people say this is no bother at all. How come a third of people can handle this and two thirds of you can't?
Post-primary schools are divided into three sectors, and the education and training board sector, which is approximately a third of all schools, would have that specialist procurement support in their head office. And that figure equates almost exactly to the number of schools that are in the ETB sector. So that is not a surprise to us. So it's the other two sectors that are really struggling at this point.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Director Paul Cronin, the Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies. I tell you, Shane, parents will not be happy to be offered this as a kind of a potential cost of living intervention this September for their kids and then not get it.
No, they certainly won't. And
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.